views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Anna has been a counselor for over 30 years, and she has now chosen to be a spiritual coach. And what she does is basically help people define their beliefs, their own belief systems, to create a better life and enhance their life. And so welcome, Anna.
Hello, everybody.
Great. We had you on the show 2 weeks ago, and it was a lovely experience, and so we thought you'd be very, your perspective of counseling over 30 years would be a terrific addition to the show.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Well, we wanted to talk about heartless men, or what feels to us women as heartless men, and I wanted to start out the show with each of us sharing what our definition of a heartless man is. And so, Savitri, what is your definition of a heartless man, or what feels like a heartless man?
Well, you know, a heartless man pretty much is a man who doesn't live from their heart. And what that really means is a man who has not been not awakened to their soul, not awakened to the bigger, vaster part of themselves. In other words, a man who lives very much from their mind, very much from their senses, very much from defining themselves from their physical form and their physical form's needs. And women are much more feeling and sensitive, and are designed to bring more spirit into a relationship. And we're designed to help bring that spiritual connection to our man. And it begins first with the mothers. The mothers of the world have a huge responsibility to help bring that spiritual presence for their sons. And then that when they meet a woman, that woman will, that their spouse will later on continue that connection by bringing love out of that man. So heartless is really what most of humanity has trained the men to be, because what happens with that is no one has to show up being their full, complete self. And Mana and I met actually, I think, how many years? 30 years ago, Mana?
Just about 30 years. Yeah.
A long time. Mm-hmm. And we met from also this wound that we had in ourselves, from the men that were in our lives that had been very heartless. And we really connected, and we had many, many, many talks on what that meant and how we were going to free ourselves and how we were going to heal ourselves and perhaps even heal the men in our lives as well. And what we both found was we had to bring more of our own souls into our bodies and into our lives so that we could help the men in our lives to open up to their own souls as well. Didn't you find that, Mana?
Absolutely true. It took a long time for me to really get that I had to find out who I was mm-hmm. before I could then begin to create a stance from a base from which to be myself in relation to someone else.
Right.
And along the way, I learned that there's always someone who steps into a vacuum of power. And I found that I was basically the vacuum, and any man I was with stepped right into it and used his power, which he felt he had every right to do. Mm-hmm. And I created that.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. And my definition, or what has felt like a heartless man, shaped very early, because I felt that my lesson was being born into a family with a father that was very, I'm going to say heartless, but just had no connection to his soul at all. And he was extremely overbearing. And what I learned from that, just even as a child, was you know, there was no other way. It's like the man dictated the world. And there was, we lived out of town, so we didn't have a lot of friends. So I didn't have any community to balance what I was experiencing. So I've grown up my adult life somewhat fearing men because of that fear of domination, because I haven't felt powerful enough to be a balance. And obviously now in my 50s, I feel a lot stronger and much more able to see the situation for what it really is. But that feeling when it's instilled early as a child that you have to do what the man says is a hard one to overcome. I've spent a good portion of my life trying to working on overcoming those feelings of powerlessness.
Exactly. And you know, and I feel the reason why we all, as women, are coming together more and more, trying to discover how can we help men to not be heartless anymore. And it really is up to us really learning to discover who we are. Because, Mana, you said you had to discover that you need to be yourself, be myself. And that is something that we are not clear about. What does that exactly mean? Well, what I have discovered, be myself means not my ego self, not my mental self, because then I'm no better or different from the man. What being ourselves means being our spiritual selves, being our soul selves, being our God spark selves, being our loving intuitive selves. And that is what the female form has more access to, the true us, the radiant eternal us, than the male form does. You know, in the Eastern culture, I grew up in the Eastern culture for a while, and then it came to America when I was 7. In a healthy Eastern culture, unfortunately it has deteriorated a lot, but in a healthy Eastern culture, the female is very much respected because they honor her to hold the spiritual energy of the household. They honor her, they recognize that the female is the one that holds the divine spark of the family. And through her love and through her wisdom, she helps to nurture and bring the spirit into her family. Well, what has happened as we became very Western in cultures around the world, we have become very mental. Unfortunately, Western is very, very mental. Eastern cultures were much more spiritual in general. Now, what has happened in the Eastern culture is it's also deteriorating and becoming extremely mental now as well. And so there is a lot more disrespect towards women than ever before in history in all over the world now. But that is what Mana and all of us have discovered, haven't we? That it's really about us discovering who we truly are as spiritual beings and then bringing that knowledge of the bigger picture to help us understand how are we going to heal the relationships with men and how are we going to teach men from children to our spouses to truly live from their own hearts as well.
And not only teach them, but be an example, a model of what we're trying to show.
Right.
Exactly. And the other thing is, as you just described the ideal of what we should be, there are steps to getting there. And one of them is like, currently, if you have what you feel is a heartless man and they, let's say something rude to you, obviously that's right where our work begins. And it seems that we've only had two ways to, or it feels like only two ways to deal with that. One is we either deny it and shrug it off and have no response to it, or we laugh it off. And either way, we're burying it in ourselves. So how can we respond differently? And I'm just using that as an example, but it's our response is where our God self gets to show up.
Exactly.
Have you ever had that experience, Savitri, when someone has been disrespectful to you?
Oh my gosh.
And what do you recommend?
What did you do?
Well, what I found with that is not to be disrespectful back. And not to, my normal thing was to become very shy, very timid, to hold back, to disappear. And I had a father who was also overbearing, like Mona mentioned, and in fact, just shouted at us every single day, and was an Indian and very Eastern-minded, and he thought he was the head of the household, and everybody did exactly what he wanted every single
day.
And the typical reaction on the female in our family was to just disappear, to just become small, to have no voice. So when we were treated disrespectfully, we just did not even show up in our lives.
Exactly.
So what I learned with meditation, if my soul would force me to show up. My soul would force me to speak up, but not with rudeness. I remember at the beginning I started speaking up a little bit with rudeness, and then my soul said, no, then you're no better than that person. You've got to speak up with wisdom. You've got to speak up with really hearing, what are they really saying to you? What are you really here meant to be learning from that person? What are you really here to help that person become? And that was where meditation helped me tremendously, because now my senses had to be even more in tune with my intuition, had to be even more in tune with truth. And
that's
how
hard to do.
I have helped heal my husband, and unfortunately my father, I couldn't because he died when I was young, but many other relationships I've had with people, it's because I've learned to hear more, to listen better, and to pray like crazy to my soul, tell me what to say, tell me what to do. I don't want to react by running away, but tell me, please, how am I supposed to show up in this relationship?
Well, let's talk about that after the break and give an example. It's time for us to take a quick break. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mana, Iluna, and Savitri, and we'll be right back.
Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and Savitri, and hi, Savitri.
Hi.
And we're also have our friend Mana Iluna, who is a counselor of 30 years and also is now a spiritual coach. And we were talking about the definitions of a heartless man. But Mana, at the break, we were talking about the powerful power of listening. So our usual thing is when we have, let's say, an angry man that's talking to women, I know for me, I have a tendency to just become frozen. And how can, through the power of listening, how could a woman show up differently in the midst of?
You know, that's such a question that so many people can desperately need an answer to. Listening is one of the first steps I have found. I had a husband who was extremely overbearing, and one would now call him emotionally abusive, I suppose, but I used to freeze at the least inflection in his voice that was that felt overbearing or aggressive or negative or in some way blaming me for something. And fear would come immediately into me. I would just freeze with fear. And over time and over lots of introspection and lots of meditation, I have come to learn that he's reflecting my fear, that he has, and I'm reflecting his, and that beneath all of his aggressive tones is fear of not being heard, fear of whatever kind of fear. What brings fear up in people is always different. But as I listen to abusive type of words, I listen, I can stand back now. I can hear what's really being said from my heart underneath the words and underneath the tone. And often, if I feed that back to the person and tell them how I experience their words, they don't have any clue that they're being aggressive or negative or hurtful. And so the first thing, the very first thing would be to listen to what's beneath the words from your heart.
That is practice.
It takes practice indeed. It takes meditation.
Yes.
It takes finding your heart.
Ah, okay. Savitri?
Well, Mana, you mentioned that you had to step back so you could listen better. And that's exactly what meditation does for you. But what stepping back really means is that you are more inside your heart. Because when we are in normal life, what we are doing is we are living through our senses. We are outside our body. When we live through our senses, we really are not living fully in our body. And so what happens is energetically we feel vulnerable. And when you step back, what you're really doing is you're getting out of the mind. You're getting into your heart. You're able then to use your senses more precisely. And what I learned through the art of stepping back, which meditation gives to you, it helps you be separate from the situation. So I'm stepping back is sort of like when you watch two people talking and you're just the observer. You don't get energetically involved in their story. And so we need to step back into our hearts so that we can get out of the energy of that person's verbal abuse or emotional abuse or physical abuse and really go, now, what's really going on here? And what I learned from this process is that don't take them personally. Don't take the situation so personally. Women have a tendency to be too emotional, okay, because that's the stepping stone to being a feeling being. But emotional to me is when you're feeling the emotions of the ego, when you're feeling sensitive, when you're getting hurt, when you're feeling no one loves you, no one cares for you. When you have those lower vibration emotions, you are much more easily to be controlled. When you have the emotion of love, you cannot be controlled because you're now feeling the energy of oneness. And you're stepping back, and therefore you cannot be manipulated because you're in a different energy field from that person. And that's where meditation helped me tremendously, of how to step into my heart, therefore stepping back, and took me out of a sensitive emotional state that is very female into the loving state, which is the true female's destiny. And through that place, I found I could listen better. I could not take the situation so personally. Before it was like, oh, my God, if that person showered at me or if that person did this to me, oh, my God, there's something I've done. It's my fault. But my soul kept on saying, stop taking so personally. This person has had many stories without you. They have had many lives without you. It's their own story. Yes, they're mirroring some aspect of yourself. If you're getting drained by them, it's because you are not uniting with your soul. But step back enough to go, okay, you're not really angry at me. You're angry at yourself. You're not really shouting at me. You're really shouting at yourself. You're not really abusive to me. You're really being abusive to yourself. And that makes a huge difference when you no longer take it so personally.
That is beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. Not to take it personally. To go into your heart and love that person.
So one thing I wanted to ask, and I could ask both of you, because this was a question that was posed to me this morning, is when is enough enough? When you're in, you know, if you're in a relationship with a man that might have that tendency to be abusive, mm-hmm. there's that part where you're stepping back and you know, you're doing your best to listen. And how do you resolve that situation? Do you stay in it? At what point is it right to step away from that? How do you draw that line?
Mana, do you want to answer that?
I would be happy to. It depends on the situation. If you're being physically abused, then the line must be drawn very quickly. Mm. Absolutely no physical abuse. Mm-hmm. And that comes from the soul, it comes from the physical being, it comes from every part of you. You must not be abused physically.
Does that count for verbal abuse as well?
Now, verbal abuse, you have more time to adjust yourself, to listen from the heart, to begin to find new ways to interact from the heart, to use words that defuse the person, the other person, the man, and to begin to express yourself in a new way that you never have before, to be able to say in new words what really is going on with you, what you really feel is correct from the heart, how you want to be treated. I will not allow myself to be talked to in that tone of voice or in those words. You have to say it and mean it and believe it.
And so when it gets really obvious, like they're really speaking, I guess at that point you have to really watch how they're reacting to this new self that is talking to them and see if they respond. If they're changing in their response as a result of you being different with them.
Well, if you're coming from love and and those words that you say are expressed from a loving place for yourself. I love myself enough to be able to say to you that I will not allow you to treat me in this way.
Okay.
That's a whole other thing.
Okay. So if it's not changing the relationship in any way, then that means you're obviously still not coming from a deep enough place.
That's correct.
Because if you come from a deep enough place right then and there, it should shift it pretty quickly.
Absolutely. It's my point of view, Savitri.
And we just have a minute here.
I had many relationships where I watched my sister and my mother be verbally abused, mentally abused. They were not physically abused, but it ended up in major disasters. My sister was eventually murdered. And my mother eventually ended up in a plane crash that my father convinced her was going to be okay. So my number one rule was always that if they physically hurt you, get out of the relationship. But since then, I have watched my own relationships with men and my mother and sister and found that no abuse is acceptable of any kind, whether it be emotional, mental manipulation can be even more dangerous than physical abuse. Because at least with physical abuse, you know that they're being mean, and everybody else will agree with you. But
yes.
There are manipulating abuse, there's energetic abuse, there's spiritual abuse, there's so many other very subtle abuses. And bit by bit by bit, you slowly start losing your power and your strength and your ability to think and feel. And I have been in some relationship like that where I couldn't think anymore. I had no idea
exactly
who I was. I couldn't feel anymore. And that's when I realized my soul began to be my savior. My soul began to help me to step back enough and go, okay, you really have to make some huge changes here, because this person is really, really destroying you very quietly, and no one can even see it.
That's it. It's like impatience.
It's scary. It's scary how mind manipulation and energetic manipulation through cording. That's why I teach a workshop, healing workshop, talking a lot about cording. And I'd love to talk a little more about that on the show, because that is the core of what causes abuse in relationships.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that after the break. But I just wanted to, what I was bringing up is one of the subtle ways that it can get controlled is when men, people in general, but men in particular, are impatient and irritated with you on a very subtle level. Mm-hmm. That can really eat away at your confidence, and to know how to deal with that is can be very, very powerful.
Yeah.
But let's take a break, and when we come back, Savitri, I want you to talk about this concept of courting and what it is and what we can do to undo that. So you're listening to Mona and Savitri with our guest Mana Iluna on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. We're here with Savitri and Mona E. Luna, and we're talking about heartless men and how women are at a time in history where we need to change this story and find our true selves so we can show up much differently in these relationships going forward. And before we do that, Mona, I wanted to offer, since you now move into spiritual counseling, if somebody wanted to have an appointment with you by phone, how would they get a hold of you?
Just email me, manailuna1@msn.com.
Okay.
My name is spelled manailuna1@msn.com.
Great. And I'll have that posted on our website going forward. And also, we're going to do part two on this show because there's more than we can cover on this show. If all of you listening out there, if you have particular topics you would like to have answered, please email me at mona@sisterstalkradio.com, and we will answer them on the next show. And I know there's some sisters out there listening that would love to have a question asked to find out a different answer on how they can change their relationships with their men. So please take us up on that offer and email me. My email is on the website. So before the break, Savitri, we were talking about, you just mentioned a very powerful concept called courting and how to get yourself back in a relation like this, in a relationship with a man. Can you speak more to that?
Yeah, what courting is, I discovered it many years ago when I was trying to heal myself and own my body and my life. And what courting is that when we don't have enough of our soul's energy flowing through us, we don't seem to realize that our soul is the energy of life. So connecting with our soul is not just being spiritual and having great wisdom coming through us. Connecting with our soul and welcoming our soul into our body actually gives us life energy, gives us energy to be alive and to live. And courting is when we don't have enough soul energy flowing through us, and therefore we find someone else that we can do an energy exchange with. In other words, we go, well, I don't have enough life force through me, and so I'm going to find someone who can share some of their life force with me. And in exchange, I will give some life force that they need, and we call that love. Okay, that's what you find when you're with love, when you're in so-called love, especially the early stages. You go, oh, I can't live without that person. That person energizes me. I feel so complete. I feel so happy. I feel so uplifted. It's because you're doing this energy exchange with each other. Now, that this is too vast a subject to talk about on the radio show. I actually teach a whole workshop on courting and how to decord the body. It's a very, very fascinating concept. It actually happens. We create millions of cords with our loved ones and with even friends, families, our students, gurus, and teachers. It's a huge problem. It's a huge energetic problem because it's a backup system that the body says, I need to survive. I need energy to survive. Therefore, if I don't have enough of my soul flowing through me, I have to turn to someone else to get energy from, and they in turn take energy from us. It's always a two-way street. There's like this subtle negotiation going on. And eventually relationships break up because somebody decided to not give as much energy to that person anymore, and that other person says, hey, wait a minute, you don't love me anymore. As soon as someone says, you don't love me, immediately they're saying, you're not giving me the energy I expected to get from you. Because love is not something that just comes and goes. Love is very real to your soul. Love is constant to your soul. And so relationships are mainly courting relationships. We have courting relationships with our parents, our parents with us,
We are learning to move into a new time in history where we no longer cord with each other, but actually have enough life force, enough soul force flowing through our bodies that will give us the wisdom and the guidance and the proper energetic field around us, where we will actually be able to express real love finally and not corded love. But one suggestion I have for those of you.
Sorry, may I interrupt just one second? That courting is universal. It's not something that happens just with a few people or people who feel emotionally or physically abused. It happens everywhere with everyone. And
well, it happens not necessarily with everyone. It happens with people that you call special. It happens with people that you feel are, I mean, it won't happen with someone you just meet for a moment. It will happen with people that are more important and so-called important in your life.
Yes.
So it'll happen with your boss. It'll happen with friends. It'll happen with your spouse. It'll happen with your children. It'll happen with your relatives. Those are the people we cord with the most.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I suggest to those of women who are really having difficult relationships, one of the things I really suggest is have a different bedroom. Because there's a lot of courting that goes on through sexuality, and a lot of courting goes on through sleeping with somebody, when you're in the same bed with somebody. There's an energetic courting that goes on through the whole night. And if you're really struggling with your spouse or partner, have separate bedrooms. Instead of immediately separating or getting divorced, take some time out to have your own space, especially at nighttime. You can meet each other at other times and sexually connect whatever you want. But have some own space where you sleep by yourself. If you tell yourself, well, I don't like to sleep by myself, well, that's because you're courting. Okay? If you don't like to be alone and you don't like to be by yourself and you need to be around other people, you're a courter. That means you are taking energy from other people. Okay? So if you don't want other people to take energy from you, then you've got to stop taking energy from other people. In other words, if you are relying on other people to love you or like you, you are courting. So if you don't want other people to rely on you to like you and love you for their self-worth, then you have got to stop it yourself. You have got to learn to like and love yourself as you are. And the only way you're going to get that is by connecting with your soul.
So that might
is really
go ahead.
Not an option. Sorry, Mona. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that may sound that may be a new concept for some women, but truly it is the first step to getting yourself back so you can show up much more powerfully in a relationship. It's a very necessary thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been in a relationship where I had no idea the courting was going on. I had no idea I was being quietly manipulated. It was my soul that revealed to me. At 25, I had to make a change. I was dying in the relationship I was in. And it was really the spiritual path of my soul teaching me the techniques of how to own myself, how to love myself, how to protect myself, and how to step back enough where I could help support the person I was with to finally own their own pain and their own separateness, and to help that person eventually become more loving and more spiritual. So really, we weave stories with each other through courting that is so unhealthy that it causes the abuse. Courting is the most abusive way that we love each other, because it's hidden in the context of love.
Absolutely. In fact, I was going to say, if there's women listening and they're having a reaction to that suggestion, oh, well, he would never go for that, in having separate bedrooms. If you're having that reaction, well, right there is a cord.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, that means you've got work to do, because you want to keep that cord going because of a lack in you. It's not necessarily him. It's the work. That's where the work begins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And keeping yourself from being lost in the relationship, that's a perfect beginning. It's not the full answer, but it's certainly a wonderful beginning to separate yourself sexually and your room and have your own space and start to know who you are.
Exactly. And I want to say, Savitri, you mentioned your workshop, and if you're listening to this and you have interest, go to our website, sisterstalkradio.com, and there is a banner that is rotating that has Savitri's workshop on there, and it's going to be in March of next year, March 23rd and 24th here in Bellevue, Washington. So doesn't matter where you are, come and learn these powerful concepts and techniques that Savitri has to offer. And Savitri, do you want to say anything more about that workshop?
Well, you know, it saved me. The information I share is information I did not read in books because I never read spiritual books. It really saved me from an abusive relationship that I had no idea I was in. It saved me from, it has also helped me to heal of my father, my relationship with my father. He was a very physically, emotionally abusive man. And it helped me to change my way of loving myself and getting along with people finally in life and no longer becoming shy and running away and trying to disappear. So the information I share is really information I have used, I have channeled, I have become, and that I've been sharing for about, I think, 25, 30 years. And it's life-changing. And Mona and Mana have both been my students for many years, and wouldn't you say it's just life-changing?
Oh, my goodness.
It's so amazing, the information that you give, that it's more than life changing. It's people changing. It changes you. It changes everyone around you.
Well, and I'm just intensely grateful to you, Savitri, that my soul let me stay and listen to the information, because I've made many major shifts from listening to what you've learned and taught. My life would not look the way it looks now if I had not listened to this wisdom and these techniques that you've taught through that. So I'm eternally grateful. I mean, I could be divorced and had 8 kids and be on welfare and totally miserable, but instead I chose to listen, and now I've got a completely different life, and my sister has a completely different life because we listened. So I couldn't encourage the listeners enough to come and find out, because you know, you don't know what you don't know, and this information is not in any book.
No.
And with that, we've got to take another break. And when we come back, we'll talk about mothers and the important role that mothers play in shaping these men growing up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Savitri, Mona, and Mana E. Luna.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new Memory Power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back, sisters, to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and...
Savitri.
Great. And we're talking with Mana E. Luna. And on this very last segment of our very important topic on heartless men, let's talk about mothers and the critical role mothers play in shaping men, boys, so that they grow up with a connection to their heart. So Mona or Savitri or Mana, what would you like to add to that topic?
Go ahead, Savitri.
Well, actually, I was being reminded of my sister and I, and my sister had a very, very difficult marriage. And she had a son in that marriage soon after they got married, and she'd known this her husband for many, many years before they got married. And right after she got pregnant, he was not interested in her, and he walked out on her. And so my sister and I brought up her son until he was 4 years old, and was unfortunately she was murdered. And it was interesting. Her husband they were separated during the time the little boy was growing up, and I was taking care of the little boy with my sister. And it was two girls, and my sister and I, and we were creating this very loving, caring child. And one day the father called us up and he said, "I do not like the fact that you have created a child that hugs all the time. He's too loving. He's too caring. He's too sensitive. He's too gentle. He's too feeling. He's too kind." This is what he kept on complaining to us. And I thought, well, isn't this fascinating? We were trying to create a loving, caring, beautiful human being. And this man, her husband, who was a very heartless man in every angle possible, was complaining about the very things that is what makes us a spiritual person. Caring, kind, loving, sensitive, gentle. Those are the qualities of a loving person, of a spiritual person. Those are the qualities of a person where the soul is coming through. And this is what he disliked about his son. His son was not macho. And this is what's missing in our society. We have this definition that men need to be macho. And macho in general means heartless. Macho means heartless. Macho means that I feel powerful based on my genitals. I feel powerful based on the fact that I have muscles. I feel powerful based on the fact that I can control other people. There's a part of our human race that is missing severely, and that is the gentleman. And that is what my sister and I were trying to create in her son, a gentleman. A gentleman is someone who is kind, respectful, caring, loving. That is something that the upper crust for a few generations had, the gentleman. But you don't meet gentlemen anymore. Have you found that, Mana?
Absolutely. They're so few and far between. And it has to do, I think, in much about the way they're raised, and also about our culture. Our whole culture believes in macho and believes that men must be aggressors and must be this overbearing, outgoing person. And they lose that part of them. If they had it, they lose it.
And the women that want that in them. You know, there's many women that want that and have no idea what they're perpetuating in for generations to come.
Exactly. Yeah, the women want the man to be feeling
and respectful to them and loving, and then at the same time they want them to be macho. A man can't do that.
No.
Macho is a very mental person. And then the woman says, well, how come he's not loving to me? Because you trained him to be very mental. The mind does not know what love is. So we have got to get come out of this macho yearning that women have and start creating gentlemen. Gentleman is a person who is balanced with the mind and heart. Well, a macho man has absolutely no understanding of what the heart is. And then women are complaining, why doesn't he love me? Why doesn't he care for me? Why doesn't he remember my anniversary? Why didn't he massage my feet? Why didn't he do da da da? Well, he can't do that because we have trained men to not be that way. And then yet we want them to be that way.
Exactly. So they're getting a confused message.
Yeah.
Very subtly.
Yeah, and the macho wears off very quickly once you're in the relationship, and then you start looking for those other qualities, and they're not there because they weren't cultivated in that person, and your vibration attracted that person in the first place. So in order to get a man that has those qualities, you're going to have to be that first, because then once you realize that in yourself, then you will want that. Mm-hmm. So it all starts with it's all about clarity within ourselves.
Right. Exactly.
And that takes a little bit of time time to cultivate an awareness.
Right. That's where the mother and the father, before you have children, you really got to have a healthy relationship. You really got to know what is the female dynamics in the relationship? What is the male dynamics? How are they going to come together? What are we going to be teaching our children? Because so often we teach our children exactly what we were taught. We just follow what our mothers told us, what our fathers told us, what our great parents told us, great grandparents. We don't stop and think, now, wait a minute, am I going to continue this way of thinking? Am I going to continue this way of acting and feeling? Because I'm perpetuating a family dynamics that goes from one generation to the other generation to the other generation. You know, there's so many illnesses that we have today that the doctors say are generational illnesses, you know, illnesses that you've inherited from your family. Well, you know, all that you've really inherited from your family is the same thoughts, feelings, and actions and reactions. You change those thoughts, feelings, actions, and reactions, you change the dynamics of that illness. That illness cannot exist in that family. Illnesses are caused by thinking, acting, and feeling the similar way. And so then you have these family illnesses because they're acting and thinking the same exact way. Our responsibility is to stop copying our families and start discovering the newness of who you are. And that's what our soul does for us. Our soul tries to break us away from the traditions and the way we carry on one generation after the other, and start to tell us, be different now, and every generation should be better than the last generation. And to the soul means should be more loving, more soul-connected, more spiritual. And so that's what I did with my husband and I. I especially really started to reassess, what is my family saying? Did I like what my family was saying? Did I like those ideals or those traditions, the behavior, the thoughts? So I changed myself very much before I had my daughter. And yet you can never change yourself completely. Still, our children will reveal to us our own stuff. You can't be perfect, so don't sit around waiting until you're 40, 50 years old. Maybe now I'm ready.
And viva la children, because they do point out every small solitary weakness that we have we can grow and change with that.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there's every mother that's listening to this right now has got must have a big smile on their face. But it's a critical thing to pay attention to, is to look at those traditions and question them. Is this really serving me today? You know, your family may have done something for generations, but it doesn't mean that it's appropriate to continue. In fact, that's a whole show in itself on traditions and why we should examine them. But we're coming to a close on the show, and I do want to again tell our listening audience that please send your questions in about questions you have on any heartless men that you have in your life in terms of what would you like to have answered? Well, how would you like to be different with them to change the dynamics of the relationship? And send that to Mona Mona at sisterstalkradio.com. I've got the contact information on the website. And if you would like to talk with Mona and have a session with her, you're welcome to contact her at Mona. What's your email again?
MonaIluna1@msn.com. ManaIluna1.
Great. And that'll be on the website. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.